You've heard me share about him many times, and I'm not going to introduce him because Renee's here, and Renee is very special. Renee and Jim are to me. They invited me to go to Pakistan with them the first trip, and if they hadn't have done that, I never would have met Pastor Hebron. Well, I want you to give a wonderful welcome to Pastor Renee as she comes, and she's going to introduce Hebron and his family today.
Thank you, Pastor Milton. I also want to extend a thank you to this church body because you have financially assisted the things that I'm doing through the ministry that I am doing in Pakistan. And through Pastor Milt being a part of all of that, it's been incredible. God is moving right now, and he is shifting the topography of the world, and you're a part of that. So I just want to encourage you to keep moving on, keep pressing in. You get to hear from one of my spiritual sons from Pakistan, Pastor Hebron. Him and his wife, Miss Neelam. Neelam, would you stand for everyone to see you, please? Can everybody wave? Thank you. They are committed, thank you, Neelam, to reach their communities and the country of Pakistan. They have donated their time, their efforts, their heart, their passions, their prayers, along with their people, to bring the word of God into the arena and influence area they're in. They are creating opportunities for their people to see differently the things of God so that the hearts can be opened and heard, the words of God be planted in their spirit so that they too can change the topography of their spiritual life and make it the kingdom of God ruling and reigning in them. I hope and pray that you receive the words that Brother Hebron brings to you today. He has a vibrant church, vibrant family that is committed to the kingdom of God. This is his second language, and I've been pushing him to speak in English. So I hope that you enjoy all he brings and that you will delight in the powerful testimonies that God is doing right now. Just since January, I alone in the ministry I do have seen close to 40,000 salvations. That's just what I'm doing. Praise God. Give him a hand. Amen. These things would not be happening if it wasn't for God, for people like you, and for the people and missionaries who have been on the ground sowing and tilling it, preparing it for the word. Pastor Hooper, would you come?
Praise the Lord. Let's say hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Milton and church, having me today in your church. And I thank God that he provided the opportunities that we share the word of God. And God is above everyone. I want to share today what's happening in Pakistan. It's happening because you, your church, allowed Pastor Milton, Pastor Rene, to come to our land in Islamic world so they can reveal Christ on that land and strengthen all the saints there. It cannot be happen first without God and after without the church and the body of Christ. It's all because of your power, your strength, your giving. It's making difference in our land. Amen. I want to share you two testimonies because he has done the two big crusades in Pakistan. So the first time when Pastor Milton last year in March, he has done the crusade. It was the mega event and thousands of people were there. I just want to share one testimony from thousands. There was one lady, he has an issue of the blood from last 18 years. And I know that family personally because they come to the church every Sunday and we have been praying for them. They have spent a lot of money on that disease. Even one time they went to Dubai for the treatment, but nothing happened. And the same month, we were having a crusade with Pastor Milton in the church. So I had given them the invitation to come if you have a faith and maybe the God will heal you. They came there with the family. And while the Pastor Milton was preaching, and right after the preaching, he started to pray for the sick people. And immediately that lady got healed. How did we know that she got healed? For early morning, they went to the hospital, they collect all the reports, and they came back into my church office, and they submitted all the reports to me, and they say, God is good. He is powerful than hospital. He is above than all the doctors. And one more testimony I want to share with you for this year in February. And what we did in Pakistan, it was amazing. We did a crusade with Pastor Milton in the center of our city, in the heart of Pakistan. And it's the middle of our city. The Karachi, where I come from, is the biggest city of Pakistan. So in that city, the ground, it was in the center of the city. And this is a very special place for Pakistan because the founder of Pakistan, his tomb is also there, and it's a visiting place. So we invited whole city. We wanted to invite every person, every those people who never meet Christ before. We wanted to be to come in that ground. So thousands and people came there. One of the testimony I want to share with you, there was a one guy. He has a tumor in his back. And the doctor told him, if we go for the operation, you might be die. So he never ready to for the operation, but that the same night while we were having a crusade in the ground, that guy, he has so much pain, so he decided to go to the hospital. So he was standing at the bus stop waiting for the bus so the bus can take him to the hospital. Before the hospital bus arrived, our crusade bus arrived there at the stop. And our ushers, they asked them if they want to come to the crusade. He said, okay, I have tried so many things. Let me try the crusade as well one day. So he sat in the bus and he went to the crusade. And we had a wonderful time there. Pastor Milton preached and he prayed for the people. And after that, he went back home and he didn't talk to anyone. So when he went back home, he was trying to find his tumor. Where is the tumor? And the tumor was gone. And the very next day, almost 50 people from his town, they came. They want to tell that it is a truth that there is no tumor in his body. So God is doing really big things. We have seen in the crusade that ambulance came in the crusade, but they went back empty. God healed all the people. And it's Jesus. We see that Jesus in the Bible, he goes in every street, in all the villages, and he was healing the people. Every sickness, he was healing the people. Amen. Let's get into the word. The word of God is our strength. Today, I want to talk with you about feeding your faith. How we feed the faith in our lives. You get to choose what to grow in your life. Whatever we feed in our life, it grows. If we feed doubts in our life, we live doubtful life. If we feed fear in our life, we live fearful life all the time. Whatever we feed in our body, in our spirit, it grows. So the bottom line is that whatever we feed, it will grow. Whatever we do not want to see in our life, we must not feed. The thing is, actually, we are helping those things to become a reality with our doubts and with the fears. When we have the fear, we might be get sick. Oh, what happened to my family? What happened to my business? Maybe my people will go away from me. These all things, it's not happened yet. We are just thinking, we are just having fear in our life. So we are helping them to become a reality. So we need to pay attention what we are feeding. Yes, these are the facts. The doubts comes in our mind and the fear comes in our mind. But we also have hope. We also have confidence. We also have promises of God in our life. Instead of have fear and doubts in our body, we can have confidence of God in our body. We can have hope in our body. Let's open our Bible. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be alert and so sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So here in the Bible, we can say the lion, the scripture is telling us your enemy, like a lion, he's roaring. We can see as an animal lion, he ran very fast. He's a healthy, he jump, he attack. This is why he's a king of jungle. Why the lion is very healthy? Because he's getting a right food. If we are feeding our lion, then he's getting healthy. Every morning, we are feeding fear in our life. We are feeding fear to our lion. We are feeding doubts. We are feeding our lion. So this is the reason our fear is becoming more stronger. Every day we are feeding fear in our life. This is the reason insecurity comes in our life. And we are actually feeding our lion. So this is the reason our enemy is roaring on us. He's scaring us. And we think, oh, he can jump and attack us. Yes, it's true. Because you are feeding him every single morning. So your lion is very much healthy. And he's ready to attack you. He's ready to jump on you. But just think about it. If you quit feeding him just for the 2 weeks, what will happen? He will not have energy to jump on you. And if you quit his feeding for 1 month, what will happen? He cannot even stand up from the ground. So day by day, he will be weaker and weaker. So we need to quit the feeding of our lion. Once we quit feeding our minds into the doubts, into the fear, then what will come in the mind? Hope. Jesus will come in our mind. The positive thoughts will come in our mind. We will focus on the promises of God in our life. So this is the thing we need to pay attention. We see in our life when we get sick or somebody have the diabetes, they go to the doctor and the doctor tells him, now we will make a new diet because you were eating wrong things. This is the reason you're having some problems in the body. So doctor helps the patient to change the diet. I'm not the doctor, but I will put you on a very strict diet. No more worries, no more doubts, no more fear. Your new diet is hope, faith, promises of God. This is your new diet. Whenever things comes in your mind and the scary things and lion wants to jump on you, tell him, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not fear. If God is with you, then who is against you? No one. Because God is all the powerful. He is the mighty God. Hallelujah. In the Bible, many times we can see the scriptures tells us and they compare us with the eagle. It's not the coincidence that Bible all the time compare us with the eagle. I was just study about the eagle, and I came to know that eagle always fly above the storms. From where this bird get the energy? So he can fly above the storms on the high. He always fly on the high. And the eagle have so much good vision. He can see the fish in the sea from 100 miles. He has a very good vision. He fly above the storms. He has a very good strength. I studied about the eagle, and I came to know all the strength of the eagle, it's in his diet. Eagle never eats the dead things. Eagle always eats the fresh things, live things. If you put some dead things in front of the eagle, eagle not gonna eat it. Eagle always eat the fresh fish, fresh animals, or live food. This is the reason eagle fly on the heights. If we wants to go on the high level, if we wants to go on the higher place, so we need to stop eating the dead things. Fear is dead. Doubts are dead. We need to learn and change our diet and start eating the fresh things, live faith, live hope, confidence of God, promises of God. We need to change our life if we want to become like an eagle. But nowadays, many Christians, even in Pakistan, they become a chicken, you know. Whatever you put in front of them, they will just start picking up. We are not chicken. Bible compared to us as an eagle. Strength and strong. It can only possible if we can have the fresh things in our life. And Word of God is one of the healthiest food in our life. We can take Bible verses every single morning in our life. In the Bible, this is what Israel, they missed it. When they were coming out from the Egypt, they have seen such a big things, big miracles, what God has done in their lives. They have seen God drawn all their enemies into the water. And also they have seen when they needed the water, the rocks were giving them the waters. Such a big miracles they have seen. But still, they have fear in their minds. They were just heading to the promised land. And then Moses sent 12 spies to the land just to go and figure it out. 10 came and they say, no, we cannot take this land. They have giants there. They are huge people there. These people are very big. And in the Bible it's written, they said, we are like the grasshoppers in front of them. Look what they are thinking. God has given them many times victory. God was always with them in all the years. But still in their own eyes, they think we are the grasshoppers. Nobody is telling them, you are the grasshopper. They are thinking by themselves, yes, we are grasshoppers. They are feeding themselves. We are the grasshoppers. And this is the very dangerous things. When they come back to the Moses, they give this report to their people and see that 2 million people were get discouraged. Just because you are feeding wrong things in your life, because of you, your old town is getting discouragement. Your church is getting discouragement. But thanks God, God always have faithful people in the world. There were two people, Joshua and Caleb. They came back and they say, oh, we can take the land in one day. It's going to be very easy. And the Bible said, the only these two people went to the promised land. Feeding fear, doubts are very dangerous. They can keep us out from our promised land. God wants to take us to the promised land, the dreams God has put in our hearts, in our mind. But our faith can take us. But if we can keep feeding the fear and the doubts in our life, maybe we cannot make it. In the Bible, there's a young guy named Gideon. Bible says he was hiding himself from the enemy. Whenever Israel have the crops, enemy Midianites, they came all the time and they take whatever they want. One day, the Gideon, he was hiding himself from the enemy. And the angel appears to him and he said, "A mighty hero, God is with you." Many times we are hiding ourselves from the problems, from the family, from the obstacles. And sometimes, you know, God sent the pastors to you. God sent ministers to you. And God wants to tell you, a mighty hero, God is with you. So this is the time when God speaks to us, when God talks to us to change the diet, when angel appears to him, he said, "I cannot do that. My family is poor. I'm poor. I'm the least one from my family." So many excuses, whatever he has in his mind, he has given to the angel that I cannot do. But still, you know, God wanted him to realize, to change his diet and know that God is with you. So he thought about it and he made a decision. He said, "Maybe angels knows better than me what I know." So he changed his diet from "I cannot do," "God can do it." So this is our time. God is telling you, a mighty hero. If we are thinking, if we have been thinking for many years, "I cannot succeed," or "I cannot do this thing," or "I cannot be there." So God is telling you, a mighty hero, God is with you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthen you. But still, if we do not change our diet, nothing gonna happen. Even the Bible said he has the beauty from the ashes, but we cannot see them because we are feeding the wrong things in our life. Here, the Gideon, he just changed his diet. He stopped feeding fear in his life and he started feeding faith in his life. And God told him, "You will win the war. You will kill them all like you are killing the one man." And it happens because he changed his life. So many times we have the fear. I just remember Pastor Milton knows the things. The last crusade we had in February. What happened? We were having elections in our country. So in Pakistan, the election is always trouble. I don't know about in America, but in Pakistan, it's always about the trouble. So it was a big trouble. And the same date when we had the elections, other parties, they started protest. So we were getting ready for the crusade. We has had a big setup for more than 30,000 people in the ground. And we were waiting for the people. And we have given out buses to all city. But suddenly, we just came to know all the news is saying the roads are blocked. Whole city were blocked. And I was just praying to the God and people were coming to me and telling me, "What will happen? We have spent a lot of money, a lot of things are happening and people are ready." Though most of the people think that today we will not have the crusade. But I can tell you, I did not have the fear. Not even the one person. I was just saying that if God opens the door, no man can shut the door. This was the faith. I knew that God is in power. He is still on the throne and he can do all things. And today is the day for our city. And it happens. 6 o'clock, we had to start the crusade. And when it's 5:30, I just got a call and they say everything is clear. The roads are cleared. Now the people can come. So this is the God. But before God do anything, we need to show our faith to the God. Of course, We trust God, but we need to think, did God trust us? Sometimes we need to trust God more than enough. Once again, thank you so much for doing such a wonderful help to Pakistan. Your church is bringing difference in Pakistan. And the project, the water project we are running with your church, it's amazing. It has been 2 years we have planted that water plant project with your church in Pakistan. And what happened in a town where I live, there were like most of the kids, they were having a problem, the disease, the stomach disease. One day I went to the doctor and I said, why? All the people come in our church and they are having problems. The baby's having problem in their stomach. The doctor told me it's because they are not drinking the clean water. Then I talked with Pastor Milton if we can start a water filtration plant system here in this town. So he helped us to create all the water plant there. So after 1 month, I went back to the doctor. Actually, doctor called me. He wanted to talk to me something. And he said, 60% of the patient are not coming. So in 1 month's time, just because of your help, just because of your seed, all the babies, they are not having the stomach pain. I haven't been to the doctor from last like 6 months. I believe maybe the 90% is now. Thank you so much and God bless you.
Could you understand anything that he said?
I'm happy.
I jokingly told him that I was going to interpret for him this morning. What a powerful truth. What we feed on in our lives determines our lives. And when we feed on the Word of God, the promises of God, it strengthens us. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So I encourage you, church, no matter what you're facing, no matter how great the mountain, how huge the problem seems, church, you need to trust the Word of God. Feed on the Word of God. It says that nothing is impossible for our God. It doesn't matter if you're facing a financial problem, a physical problem, emotional problem. It doesn't matter. God is able. He's able to save and to heal. Don't give up on your friends and family that haven't made a commitment to Jesus yet. Amen? You continue to pray for them. You continue to trust the Word and the promises of God. If you're struggling from a physical need, You may be here today and you may say, well, Pastor, I've had this physical ailment and it's been 30 years. Don't ever give up. You keep trusting the Word of God. You keep pressing in. You keep believing the truth. Keep feeding on that truth. Amen? Before we close today, I'm going to ask the worship team to come. And Pastor Hebrun, we want to pray for you today. If you have a need today, whatever that need is, we want to pray for you. He could have gone on and on and on about what God did in the ministry over there and continues to do. And it's people coming in simple faith and God just meeting them at the point of their need. And church, I'm praying for the United States that we will have the same hunger that I see in Pakistan right here in the United States. And I'm praying that we'll see people coming in faith and receiving miracles just like we see in Pakistan. Not one here or there every few weeks or months, but where we come and we see God just moving. And we see thousands of people coming to Him. We see thousands of people receiving genuine miracles in their bodies. Church, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we still believe that. So I want you to stand with me, and as the worship team begins to lead us in worship, if you have a prayer need today, I want you just to come and to line up across the front of the auditorium, and I'm going to have Pastor Hebrun, and we'll just come around and pray for your needs today. We're believing that God's going to meet you at the point of your need today.
Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to connecting with you next time. And don't forget, you can support us by giving through the Church Center app or by going online at summitwc.com/give.